Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time.
You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down.
Who's, man?
Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to be some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between your legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys can get in your seats, I'm singing the national anthem.
Ready?
It's time to... I put down the baby, put down the pepperoni.
Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
game time!
Okay, welcome to another Parents Coach and Parent Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, M.H. Scott, and again, I'm going to promise you another great and wonderful show, and hopefully everything will be fantastic today, and we'll have a great guest call in, and we'll have some good information to share with you, you know, because I think one key thing with this here is what this guest that's going to call in today, I think she can give some very serious insight to some of our parents, you know, and mainly with a big focus to some of our single parents, some of our parents that are out there on this mission, on this quest to get this job done all by themselves and, you know, not really sure of who to rely on or who is a true member of your support system or your supporting cast or somebody that can really provide some good insight and assistance to what you're trying to do. So, on that note, my man, Mr. Keith Wright, is waiting in the wings to give us his little piece on, you know, his show, on his, not show, but his story. Where you at, Keith?
Student of the game, had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in. Meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing, I'm out the form, I'm out the pen. But I'm hate then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making small cool. That's how I do.
Okay, you heard Keith. He said he's making smart cool. He's making smart cool. While we're waiting for our guest to call in, and hopefully she'll call in here shortly, and so we can get started. But, you know, one of the things that, okay, all right. Hold on a second. I just got a message from our guest, and I think we're having some technical difficulty, but that's all right. We're going to work things out here either way. Yeah, we're going to work things out anyway. But like I said, you know, this guest brings a different perspective from things that I've been talking about, and I haven't been able to talk about things, you know, from a firsthand basis because I haven't experienced it, but that's why we have a network of folks that can call in and share their insight and their understanding of, you know, the recruiting process and, you know, the different things that your child went through during that time period and things that, you know, you can do to help your child get through it and how to move on to the next level, next stage, next phase in their life. So hopefully we'll have our guests on here in a minute. But, you know, I often tease our guests and say that she is the Vanna White of Vanna White. So hopefully she'll come on and we won't be able to see the Vanna White wave, but that's what she's known for, you know, amongst a few friends of ours. So on that note, I got a little something just for her. Enough said on that, and definitely we have our guest on the line, and I'm going to bring her up and make sure she's there and we're able to rock and roll. Do I have a guest on the line with us today, Miss Monica?
Yes,
John?
You do. Yes, you do. Hello.
All right. Did you hear your intro music?
No, I didn't. I was just calling. I'm like, oh, my God, Mike. Me, it was my Vanna.
That's it. Let me get a little quick snapshot of it real quick. Okay, that's enough of that.
But Coco.
We played that just before I brought you up on the line, and I was seeing that you was trying to call in, but glad you had a chance to get through. I'm not sure exactly what's going on with the other number, but glad we have resources to make this happen. But,
thanks for having
you know,
me.
Oh, no problem. My pleasure. But I want you to tell the folks a little bit about who you are and, you know, who your son is and so on and so forth real quick.
Okay. My name is Monica Johnson. I'm a resident of Plainfield, New Jersey. My son is Tyrone Johnson. He's a former student of Villanova University. Right now he's attending South Carolina University, his sophomore year. Basketball player, football player. His 11th grade year, he decided that he's going to stick to one. He's actually going to choose and dedicate himself to one sport, which was basketball. So and he's actually the youngest of my I have three children. Well, not children any longer. They're all adults, but he's the youngest of the three I have.
Okay. Well, you know, you mentioned something a second ago that, you know, he played multiple sports and decided that he was going to stick with basketball and decided to go with that. So did he actually get a scholarship to play at Villanova initially?
He did, yes.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
He got a full scholarship for Villanova.
Well, tell us about some of your experience with the recruiting process.
Oh, wow. Some of my experience.
Feel free.
Yeah. It was okay. It was definitely something different, something that I've never, you know, had an opportunity to do myself. You know, when these guys are after your daughter or your son, you know, they really pull out the red carpet, get an opportunity to go visit different places to see what each had to offer, you know, and actually find out what would be best for the child that's actually accepting the scholarship. But it was a learning experience.
Okay. Well, do you honestly believe that you were prepared for, you know, all the things that was going to come at you at the rate and speed that it came at you?
I don't think that I was prepared for it. However, the support system that I had helped me to kind of understand what was going on. When I say the support system, his previous coaches, he's been with them since he's been young. So to lean on those guys and ask questions, you know, helped me get through it as well as Tyrone.
Okay. And you know, that's a great thing. And you know, that's one thing that she did stress, the point of having a support system, and that's what we stress here on the Parents Coach Parents Network, you know, having that support system, having somebody that you rely on and making sure that they're going to be there and be able to answer questions that's going to be in the best interest of everyone. you know, mainly in the best interest of your child. So you say your child went, your son went from Villanova to University of South Carolina. Can you share any of that with us, or is that something you'd rather not talk about?
I can talk about it. Actually, when he was going through the process of making his decision on what would be best for him, Villanova seemed to be the best fit at that time. Because he plays the guard position, and Villanova is known for guards, you know, actually going further than college. So he felt that was the place that he needed to be. However, I don't think that it turned out to be that. So instead of Tyrone actually sitting back in, allowing the coaches to decide his fate, he decided his own fate, you know, which is the transfer. And I believe now where he's at, I believe that that's really going to be the best situation for him, mentally, physically, you know. And the coaches that he has that's going to teach him actually liked got an opportunity to visit South Carolina and speaking with the coach, and especially the head coach.
Okay.
Everything that he said to us the day that we went to visit still stands true to today, because I take the time out to look at the blogs and look at the post games, and the things that he mentioned when we visit him, he's still saying the same things. You know, these are young men that's going to make mistakes. And in order to grow from your mistakes or learn from your mistakes, you have to be given an opportunity to make them. And then hopefully what happens is you make them, you know, fewer mistakes, and you actually, you know, get better.
Well, it sounds like you have a good working relationship with the coach and making sure that he's going to do everything in the best interest of your son.
Yes.
You know, along that line, you know, you talk about a whole lot of good things, and I hope parents are listening. Hope parents are taking notes. And if you want to give us a call and ask our special guest, Ms. Monica Johnson, took us only 2 years just to get her on the show. But anyway, if you want to call in and ask our special guest a few questions, you can give us a call at 646-929-2416, 646-929-2416, and quite sure she'll be more than happy to answer your question. That's line two, Ling. So that's that. But, you know, one of the things that you said things hold true with the coach, so that means you have a good working relationship with the coach. How important is that to you as a parent, to have a good working relationship with the coach?
Well, you know, somebody has to be accountable for something, you know. And when I, again, going back when I had an opportunity to meet with the coaches, let me back up a little bit. I held the staff at Villanova accountable, and it was somewhat of a disappointment. And for me, still to this day, I don't think that they would admit that, you know, they didn't do their part. So anybody going forward, you know, I'm hoping that I can hold them accountable for the things that they promise or that they say they're going to do. Not even necessarily a promise. Let me take that back. Not even necessarily a promise. But if you say that it's going to be green on the other side, I want to see green. I don't want to see blue when I get there.
Just
really holding them accountable for it. And like I said, I do take the time out to listen to the blogs, excuse me, the post games, and the same things that he said to me. He's still saying, you know, when he's him meaning the current coach, he's still saying that in his interviews. So he has the best interest of the children. Well, young men, you know, he has their interest. That's first and foremost. You know, the teachings of the sport is going to come second. But he definitely had their interest first. So I appreciate that in him.
Well, you know, that's a very important thing, and I stress that point to parents all the time. that, you know, they need to make sure that they have a coach or have someone that's going to have the best interest or look out for the best interest, you know, of the athletes, because you got to realize at the end of the day, the ball stops bouncing, the last pass is thrown, or, you know, you can't kick another field goal. So, you know, what you going to do? Are you going to turn towards, if you don't make it to the next level, what you going to do, turn towards your degree and continue on with life, or you going to be one of the ones that's going to be totally washed up?
Mm-hmm.
And what are some of the other schools that your son was recruited to?
His first recruitment, Georgetown, Rutgers, University of Florida, South Florida. It was a number of them.
Oh, okay.
And
I think
when it came down to the finals, Georgetown and I believe Rutgers probably was in there at one point in time, only because when he actually first had experience of being recruited, he was being recruited in his eighth grade year. So the young man that was recruiting him at that time was on staff at Georgetown. However, right before Tyrone was actually to make his decision, he took a job at Rutgers. So that's why I say Rutgers. Rutgers was in the final three based on the person that was recruiting Tyrone that was from Georgetown, who was no longer at Georgetown. And then this go around, I feel so bad that I can't even think of the other school that he decided. But I know prior to him making his announcement, I texted Tyrone because Tyrone was I texted him. I was at work. I texted Tyrone and I was like, okay, now before you make this announcement, you know, let me know, you know, because I know what I want. I know what I would like to see you at. Where I would like to see you at. So
yes.
He texted me back and he told me the other school, and my mouth fell to the basement.
Okay.
Like, what? Why? But then he's like, no, it's like mine. So I was like, you know, I was happy at that moment.
You know, that's always a good thing that you have, you know, put that responsibility on him. And it's so important. And I tell, you know, parents, we talk all the time, and we think that, we realize that this is a big decision that they're making, but at the same time, realizing and understanding that they can make that decision. And the more that they do or more that they are involved in making that decision as far as what school they want to go to and things like that, they have to live with it, and they understand that they have to live with it. So they're going to make the best of it. And the only thing that we as parents should be thinking about is being there to support them and making sure that, you know, they get the best out of the situation. Well, you know, since he's transferred, you know, what's some of the things that he's experienced? Is everything going on track, or, you know, I know you said that the coach has held up to his side of things. How is he adjusting?
He's adjusting to it. I mean, you know, it's different from being up north, so experience the country life. he's working. He's focused, and he's working hard at his craft.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what he has to do. He has to do. Oh, and if I can just go back a little bit, it was Illinois. That's what it was. It was Illinois.
Okay.
With other choice, you know. So, but he's working hard at his craft, you know. So the time that he's getting to sit out right now, you know, it's just building his body up. It's just making him more eager. So when he do put his feet on that floor, you know, he's ready to rock.
Exactly.
You know.
You know, and, you know, my son experienced the same thing. Had to actually sit. He didn't transfer. He actually ended up sitting out a year, and the year that he sat out was his senior year. But what he was able to contribute to the team, you know, something that, you know, all young men should think about. You know, they can see things that's going on out on the floor that coaches may not look for. You know, because they know their teammates. You know, they know the guy that they talk to every day. They know their mentality. They know their character. They know their skill set. They know their ability. You know, they're out there practicing with them on the floor. Coaches are just standing back and watching. So they can kind of sort of guide them through some of the situations you know, that they experienced, you know, especially in some of the tough games, if a guy is beating you, you know, on the passing lane or whatever, or he's getting past you every time, you know, your son may be able to see something that can tell, you know, where he can tell his teammates, hey, okay, he's doing this every time, and this is what he, this is what you may want to do to stop him or slow him down or whatever. So it was a great learning experience for my son, and I'm quite sure your son is on the sideline encouraging these guys because he's getting to know these guys probably for the first time. Did he have any friends or associates that he had there prior to going down there?
Actually, yes, one, Mike Carraro. He was a former student with him. Tyrone had transferred to Montrose Christian in his senior year, and actually that was, the transfer was just to prepare him for college. So Mike Carraro was one of his teammates. So,
okay.
You know, that was kind of like a actually, that was a little smile on my face as well when I got a chance to see that who was on the roster and this young guy that Tyrone had already had some kind of experience with, you know. Yeah. So I'm like, okay. I was happy. I was happy to see that. I was happy to see that because they gelled well. They gelled well, not just Mike and Tyrone, but, you know, the former team, his high school, well, his senior year, that team, they all gel well. And I think that's important to have the guys that, even though, you know, you might be new to it, but I think if y'all have a chemistry in a sense where y'all gelling well, y'all gonna produce. Y'all going to, you know, everybody's going to play their position, you know. So.
Yeah, yeah. And that's really important because, you know, if you don't have good chemistry, then you have five scattered pieces out there on the floor going
absolutely.
In five different directions. And if the coaches aren't sharp enough or aware of what's going on, then you have some chaos going on. And if they're not able to really pull it together, then it can get real ugly. I've experienced that as well. I've seen that
mm-hmm.
firsthand and seen that too many times where, you know, young men were not being properly guided, you know.
Mm-hmm.
My son experienced some of the same things. So I know the importance of that. Well, ma'am, give us about, you know, a quick little something that you would tell any parent, you know, male, female, whoever, you know, to give them some advice on what you think about the recruiting process and how they can better assist and guide their children in the future.
Well, the recruiting process, you know, it starts off being glamorous, you know, whoever the recruit is and the person that's trying to recruit them, you know, they're going to make sure everything is the best. Their facility is better. You know, their facility is best. This is where your child needs to be. However, you know, when the parents and the child is making a decision, hopefully that the parent allow that child or that young adult to have a higher percentage on what choice that they want to make, because ultimately it's going to be that person, that's going to be the person that's actually going to have to attend, has going to have to work, you know, to be where they're going to choose to be. And just give them as much information. If you got a support system, if you got some people around you, feel free to ask questions. Sometimes you might not know what question to ask if you've never been put in this position, you know. Again, for me, like I said, I had a support system. I had someone or some people that have been through this before with other players that they had. So, you know, when it came time for me and Tyrone to be a part of this, if I didn't know a question, they would ask the question, so then it prompted me to ask something else. So, you know, try to do as much research as you possibly can on your own, but, you know, always ask questions because there was always somebody that was before you that went through this.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
So feel free to ask, you know, whatever. No question is a dumb question, as they say. You know, you just never know, because at the end of the day, once your child decides or signs on his dotted line that this is where they're going to, hopefully they're going to make a full commitment, you know, and that's going to be for the best,
yeah.
You know, for them.
Yeah, that is so true. That
mm-hmm.
is so true. You know, you stressed the point about the support system, and, you know, that's something I've been stressing since day one. And matter of
mm-hmm.
fact, it was one of the main reasons for putting together the network and the network of parents that's there just to support other parents.
Yeah, because you don't know what question to ask, especially if it's your first time doing it. You really don't know the questions to ask.
First time, and you know things constantly changing, and all these other little things that come along. You know, somebody that may have experienced it 15, 20 years ago, it's not the same.
It's not the same today.
No,
because you can't ask a certain, you can't ask a question, you can't talk directly to this person, you can't make no phone calls. You're only allowed to make, you know, this amount of phone calls. It has to go be through. It seems like it has to be a third party in between. You know, so much stuff that goes on. You know, with this.
You know, and that's one of the things that I stress the point to the parents all the time. You know, cut through that issue of having to deal with third parties.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was one of the things that I truly made sure that I was on and very adamant about when I wanted to get to the head coach or when I had a question. I wasn't talking to one of the assistants.
Mm-hmm.
I'll call, I'll ask to speak to him. If they say, well, he's not in, or, you know, hey, how can I help you? I say, okay, have him give me a call when he gets in his office. And then I'll let it go from there, you know, and I expect him to call me back. I felt as though that's what I had to do. That's what I had to do because, you know, that's my child. You know,
mm-hmm.
I can't just sit back and say, you know, just like that's your son. You know, you just can't sit back and say, okay, well, if you get a chance to call me back, call me back, or I need to talk to the assistant coach. The assistant coach, he may or may not have that authority to make that decision.
Mm-hmm.
Or he may be making the decision based upon the bad experience. Or I may be calling to talk about him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's nothing. No, that's not the conversation we're going to have. I need to talk to the head coach. So when I say later on down the line or if I have to take it to another level, I say, yes, I talked to the head coach. He didn't give me adequate response. So as a result, I'm now talking to you. So I expect that, you know, we'll get this thing resolved, and I know that they'll be there to support me. So, yeah, you know, sometimes you have to step up and put your foot in there. You know, we have to realize as parents what our leverage is.
Mm-hmm.
And athletes have to realize what their leverage is.
Absolutely.
You know, that is such an important piece of this whole puzzle because we are under the impression that the coaches have the final say-so, and the coaches are the puppeteers, and our children sometimes are the puppets. Realistically, that's not, if you want to look at it on hard, cold facts, that is not the case at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of sort of the other way around, because what happens if them kids decide, and I say kids, but I mean young men or young ladies in any case, maybe, decide that, okay, fine, well, hey, we're not going to play today. Or, hey, I need to go to practice. I need to go to this class because I need to get this exam out the way. What are the coach going to do, fire the whole team?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if those young men decide, okay, coach, you know, you had us out here for, you know, almost 5 hours of practice and call yourself giving us a little hour, half hour break and then brought us back out here again, you know, which is totally against regulation. Okay, fine. We see how long you're going to be here playing at this school. If you notice, the athletic department never gets rid of any of the kids. It's always the coaches that get rid of the kids.
Correct.
You know, so if you look at it, most of the time, the coaches are gone long before the kids are gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you know, we have to realize our true leverage in this whole process. Our true leverage is very important, very important. And that's why, you know, I say to parents all the time, we have to stress the point of our kids are going to come first. They're going to come first no matter what, whether or not the coach liked the idea or not. Our children will come first and making the decision, you know, and that's looking out for all the kids. You know, I think their biggest thing and fastest thing, and you may be able to attest to this as well, is they are very quick to, and I say they being the coaching staff, they're very quick to try to separate our children from us being the parents.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because now, you know, they have that influence.
Now they have them. Mm-hmm.
They realize if they, you know, if our children start calling home on a regular basis or start reporting some things that they don't think is quite the right way or how things should be, you know, all children ain't going to step up and say, okay, fine, Mom, Dad, I want to transfer. I'm out of here. You know, some kids will sit back and think that, okay, well, coach is going to look out for me, and they're going to sit back and take that.
Yes.
I shouldn't say abuse, but they're going to take that mistreatment.
Yes, yes.
And they need to be a little bit more advised, a little bit more aware. So it's great that you have a sound like you have a wonderful and solid relationship with your son, and sound like he's off to do some great things. When is the next time that they'll play?
Actually, I'm not even sure.
You haven't been keeping up with the
me,
schedule because he ain't
see,
on the floor
you know,
yet.
No, I do. From time to time, I do go and check it out. I know that they played last Tuesday. Well, last Saturday, Sunday. I just haven't gotten a chance to go and check out the schedule, you know. But I do, you know, still look at the schedule, look at the games. Most of the games that I can view is on ESPN3.
Yeah.
On the internet. So, you know, when the time do come when Tyrone can get on that court, I guess I got to find a package.
Find a package. Make that trip from Jersey down to South Carolina.
I will be making that trip. How often I make that trip is going to depend on those pockets, but I definitely will be making that trip. I already told myself I have maybe two games a month that I know I can afford. But it was something that I wanted to touch on that you said.
Yes, ma'am.
Maybe two things, you know. I heard you say, you know, with your own experience and your son, you know, if you needed to talk, you didn't want to go to the third party, you want to go to that middleman, you wanted to talk directly to the coach, the head coach, you know. And I find that with the male figures that I have in my life involving Tyrone, and when I get a chance to speak to them, because I'm a single parent, to me, it's always a double standard. Oh, you can't do this because I'm the woman. And I think they look upon the women as being so much of us being protectors, you know. And I got to say that I hate that. So if any women listening, you know, kind of go with your gut. And then the second thing is when we were making the decision for Tyrone to transfer, prior to that, you know, Tyrone has been through, actually, I'm very proud of my son, you know, because he matured, and throughout his first year, he experienced, the things that he's experienced, you know, when it came to the coaching staff, he didn't want myself and the coaches to get on the horn to call, you know. He actually stepped up, and that's when I seen his maturity, because he wanted to handle the things himself. You know, Ma, I don't want you to call. You know, let me just go through this right now. Let me deal with this in my kind of way. You know, where he got to a point where he felt that he couldn't deal with it any longer. And it's probably been maybe the weekend prior to him making his decision, he had came home. And as we was talking, and he started to, you know, tell me kind of like, I think what kind of broke the camel's back, a little bit of his playing time and a scrimmage game. And I said to Tyrone, I said, there's two things definitely that you know that's going to happen. You're going to get on the court and you're going to get off the court. How long you stay on the court is going to be determined by the coach, you know. And I think that he experienced the first time ever in his ball playing years that he experienced playing maybe 5 minutes. And he said, Ma, I refuse to play for anybody else for another 5 minutes. He felt as though that he was much more better than that. So that's when he settled for himself, you know. So
yes.
I just kind of wanted to say that.
Yeah.
He settled for himself,
and that's,
you know,
good.
And I stood behind him on his decision, you know.
And see, that's always the great part of it, is to have somebody that's going to stand behind him, you know, stand behind these young athletes and be their, you know, their safety net and be their buffer. You know, one thing that I wanted to make sure that, you know, even when my son decided, well, Dad, okay, fine, you know, I'll talk to the coach or I'll handle it. Okay, well, son, I'm not going to tell you, you know, okay, no, I'll handle it. if it got to the point where it got totally out of hand, or if I heard about something, you know, that was detrimental to his health, like as and somebody put their hands on him or something crazy, no, son, you won't be handling that. I will be handling that. But, you know, just a conversation that forces our young men to mature, and that's always a great thing. And knowing that we are there as buffers to support them is always a positive note. Well, we've had a great conversation with Miss Monica Johnson, a.k.a. Miss Vanna. I said Vanna White, but she corrected me and said Miss Vanna Coco. but, you know, that's always a good thing. You know, we love to have you on again.
Of course.
You know, as time goes on, and, you know, especially if we can get you back on again next year when your son gets out there on the floor and watch his adjustment and how he comes about, you know, moving into his third year in college. So we love to hear, you know, your take on that from that standpoint. But we always want you to tune in to the Parents Coach and Parents Network every Wednesday afternoon Eastern Standard Time at noon. We're going to bring you another wonderful show. Close us out there, Ms. Vanna. Yeah, we know we can't see the wave, but you can always give us something to close out with.
What they say, peace and happiness.
Oh, peace and happiness. Thank you very much.
That's it. You're welcome.
All right.
Thank you for having me.
All right. From their perspective. That's something we haven't done in a while, but hopefully we'll hear from you again next week. All right. Talk to you later. Have a great day. Take us away, Keith.